Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say, they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal. Sports Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. Listen, I still have it. I'm coming off a brutal sinus infection. Still got it. I don't know if I'm going to run the risk incurring the wrath of the sports radio vocal gods here by trying to elongate an all and messing up my voice right at the start of the show. So we will dispense with that. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Friday morning, man, this is a phenomenal Friday morning in the world of sports and the aforementioned world of sports. It is alive. And we are going to get to all the big stories. Everyone's asking right now, should it be Miami of Ohio or Auburn making the NCAA tournament? My answer, both. And I'm going to back up that take, and I'm going to have you agreeing with me. That's coming up later in the show. We will also have today college basketball bets out the wazoo. There is a wazoo, and coming out of the wazoo are tons of college basketball bets. Myself, Kenny, and Tyler, during the show today, will be breaking down an epic college basketball slate Friday of conference tournament week. We will get into why the Boston Celtics acquitted themselves very well last night in a loss on the road in Oklahoma City, the greatness of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and all of our bets for tonight and the weekend in sports. I got a World Baseball Classic play for tomorrow. Do people realize that Yoshinobu Yamamoto is starting tomorrow for Japan against Venezuela? Let line feel a little short to anybody. I'm just saying. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. At the Kostos on all social platforms. I'll be tweeting questions throughout the show at the Kostos. You can check it out there. Respond. Bill Zimmerman will read the best tweets at the end of the show. We officially begin, though, the phenomenal Sports Friday edition of You Better You Bet with Minnesota Murray. Kyler Murray is a Minnesota Viking. 1 year deal, $1.3 million, a.k.a. the minimum, which we're seeing a bunch of quarterbacks sign for, because those quarterbacks, like Tua Tagovailoa, are being paid by their former team. So Kyler, don't cry for Kyler Murray, everybody. Not that you'd cry for anyone making $1.3 million in a year, but he's getting paid $36 million by the Arizona Cardinals to not play football for them this season. So Kyler has officially joined Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings. And you, our listeners and viewers, you know my opinion on this. I've been talking about this for a long-ass time. Not just since the Arizona Cardinals announced that they would release Kyler Murray last week. We've been way out in front of this. And I get a lot of stuff wrong. I feel like I get some stuff right. This is one thing that we absolutely nailed. It was so obvious that this is what the Minnesota Vikings needed to do at quarterback. You have a Super Bowl caliber roster. You have a Super Bowl caliber head coach. You have a Super Bowl caliber defensive coordinator. You have maybe the best wide receiver in football in his prime. You don't mess around with J.J. McCarthy. You don't mess around with Max Brosmer. You don't mess around with Carson Wentz. You don't mess around and reunite with Kirk Cousins. Reunited and it feels so good. No, it would not feel good to reunite with Kirk Cousins. Could you imagine Aaron Rodgers coming to Minnesota? Aaron Rodgers at 43 years old. People actually brought this up. Should the Vikings sign Aaron Rodgers? Why? So they can go 9-8 again? Please. Geno Smith didn't make any sense for Minnesota. There's only one quarterback that made sense for the Vikings as they look to move on from J.J. McCarthy. And that quarterback is Kyler Murray. Because Kyler Murray, out of all the quarterbacks we've mentioned, out of any quarterback the Vikings could get in the draft, and they ain't drafting one in the first round after taking J.J. McCarthy, and there ain't one worth taking anyway. The quarterback with the highest upside is clearly Kyler Murray. We talked about this last week on the show. I'm not doing the whole thing again, but I read the names of the quarterbacks I would rather have than Kyler Murray. And then we say, give or take three or four if you disagree with me. Kyler is a top 20 quarterback in the NFL. I'm not going to sit here and BS you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you that Kyler Murray is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. That Kyler Murray is elite. He has not been to this point in his career. But a top 20 quarterback, think Sam Darnold 2 years ago. And obviously, the conversation about Sam Darnold different now, having won a Super Bowl. But a couple years ago, right? Where would you have ranked Sam Darnold heading into year one with Kevin O'Connell? That team won 14 games. 14 games. The Minnesota Vikings last year. I don't think this can be repeated enough because I don't think people really understand this. And I tweeted before we came on the air at the Costos. You can respond there at the Costos. You can call us 310-840-4910. You can write on YouTube, youtube.com/@the Costos. I asked this question. How many games will the Minnesota Vikings win this year with Kyler Murray? The first response I got, and this person can be right, so I'm not saying to call this guy out. I don't have my Twitter up right now. We'll talk about him at the end. Bill will shout you out at the end of the show. Was 7. It can happen, of course. But I'll keep saying it. The Vikings last year went 9-8 with J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz, and Max Brosmer. And now, here's Kyler Murray. And you want to tell me that the Vikings can't win 10, 11 games with Kyler Murray as their quarterback, with that roster, with that coaching staff? The Minnesota Vikings won the lottery. Like, imagine, you enter an offseason, you desperately need an upgraded quarterback, and you haven't had another team in your conference that pays its quarterback not to play for them, and you get to sign that quarterback, and that quarterback's good. What a coup for the Minnesota Vikings. So I wanted it to happen. It did happen. And I think Vikings fans should be really, really, really excited about this turn of events. Couple thoughts now that it's official. Number one, I needed this yesterday. Because I was, like, I would say I was knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah. On Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Sick as a dog. I needed a good laugh yesterday. And I got it. When I saw people saying, well, let's see who wins the quarterback competition with Kyler Murray and J.J. McCarthy. Are you people serious? This, like, you're dating a girl, you're a girl, you're dating a guy, and you think things are great, and you go to the bar on a Friday night, and there's that guy or girl with another guy or girl. And in your head, you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm still in the mix. There's a competition here. No, there's not. You're out. There's no competition. No soup for you. Next, pack your knives and go. You're fired. If J.J. McCarthy is starting week one for the Minnesota Vikings, it means that Kyler Murray is either suspended, incapacitated, or dead. That's it. That's how J.J. McCarthy's playing. There is no competition. If Kyler Murray is not suspended, not in jail, drawing breath, Kyler Murray will be the quarterback week one for the Minnesota Vikings. Number two, I think it says something positive for Kyler Murray that he chose the Minnesota Vikings. And yes, like I always felt it was obvious that he was going to choose Minnesota. Like I felt that. I've been talking about it for weeks. I thought it was obvious that the Vikings would choose him. I was talking about it for weeks. But there are really smart people that cover the league. Jordan Rodrigue, who I think is magnificent. She does a great job covering the NFL for The Athletic. She goes on with Greg Rosenthal, our buddy, on the NFL Daily podcast. I think she is sensational. Bill, we need to get her on the show, Jordan Rodrigue. She's great. And Jordan had floated the idea of maybe Kyler going to the Rams to sit behind Matthew Stafford for a season. And then maybe Kyler takes over as the quarterback in L.A. But Kyler chooses to start, not to be a backup for a year and learn under, like, under the umbrella of Shanahan or McVay or someone in that tree. He wants to start. And not only start, I didn't even know this. Did anyone know this, that Kyler Murray grew up a Vikings fan? Take a listen to this. Kyler Murray talking at the introductory press conference yesterday about growing up as a fan of the Minnesota Vikings.
Ever since I started playing tackle football, I was 7 years old. I was 7 years old. Genuine fandom. Ran deep Vikings gear through and through. A lot of purple in my household. I cried real tears whenever, whenever Brett threw that interception. I cried real tears that day.
Well, I can tell you this, Kyler. As someone that bet Minnesota on the money line in the 2009 NFC Championship game on the road in New Orleans, I also cried real tears that day. And I've told that story before. The line of that game, Saints minus 3.5, watched it with all my friends from college. They all laid it with New Orleans. I took Vikings money line. Final score, New Orleans wins by 3. We all lost. So I also cried real tears on Brett Favre's interception to Tracy Porter, which inspired Paul Allen to yell, "No! This isn't Detroit in September! This is for the Super Bowl!" I cried too. I also cried those real tears. Kyler Murray has been banged on quite a bit. Quite a bit. For not caring. Is he too much into video games? Is he too into Call of Duty? When Kyler signed that extension with the Arizona Cardinals, do we remember this? The Cardinals put a clause in the contract that stated that Kyler needed to do X amount of hours of independent film study every week. And it became public, and there was so much backlash that the Cardinals actually took it out of the contract. This tells me Kyler signing with Minnesota to be the starter, not going to be a backup. And this tells me that Kyler's going to work with Kevin O'Connell. And Kevin O'Connell comes from this tree, right? And Kevin O'Connell ain't going to be the type of coach that's going to harbor a quarterback that doesn't do the work. That ain't happening. I promise you that. Kevin O'Connell has to feel good enough about Kyler Murray's work ethic to make this signing, to hand the reins of this potential Super Bowl winning team over to Kyler Murray. And if this is true, and Kyler is now going to put the work in. And I think a legitimate criticism of Kyler has been, he said in the past, I'm going to paraphrase here. Basically, and again, like this is a big time paraphrase by me. Basically that he's like a Jedi. And that when the game starts, he sees everything. And he watches too much film and he feels like it's not good for him. Like, okay, Like, I love when people in life say things like that. Like, you know, this thing that all the successful people do? I'm the only person that doesn't have to do that and I will succeed. Listen, we're all delusional when we're younger, right? Let's say that Kyler's now going to put the work in. And the fact that the Vikings signed him tells me that that's true. Happy learned how to putt. Do you understand? If Kyler can now marry, like, legitimate film study with great coaching and his natural athletic ability, top 10 pick in baseball, Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall pick in the NFL draft, a true short king. Man, I think the upside's through the roof. Final one. The Minnesota Vikings, as currently constructed at this very moment, Friday the 13th, are not a perfect team. Javon Hargrave is gone. Jonathan Allen is now a Cincinnati Bengal. Harrison Smith, not going to be on the team anymore, longtime safety. Jonathan Grenard, likely not to be on the team. We've heard trade rumors about him with the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Vikings have some work to do right now, as far as the roster goes. But man, you got Brian Flores calling that defense. You got KOC coaching up this offense. They admitted the mistake with J.J. McCarthy. Give them a lot of credit. That takes guts to do it, to admit a mistake of that magnitude that early. They know it was a mistake, and they moved on. And I give them a ton of credit. And as a result, the Minnesota Vikings will be a playoff team in 2026. With Kyler Murray. If Kyler Murray is healthy for the 2026 season, the Minnesota Vikings will be back in the postseason. Do you agree? Do you think the Vikings will make the playoffs? Think they're going to win 10 or more games? 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos, THEKOSTOS. Coming up next, a potential NBA Finals preview last night in Oklahoma City with the Celtics and the Thunder. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got all the headlines. I'll tell you, though, the real star of last night's game. Coming up next on a Friday, You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This exact time last year, the Seahawks signed their eventual Super Bowl winning QB, Sam Darnold. Which free agent signing could make the same impact? We'll tell you about the NFL moves you need to know. Westwood One Sports.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO. To borrow up to $10,000. Use code GO to borrow up to $10,000.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of.